World Bank President Robert Zoellick said that help is needed for countries in which higher food prices are causing hunger. Many grain prices have nearly doubled in the past year, and the impact is particularly severe in impoverished countries like Haiti and Bangladesh. Zoellick said that a $500 million emergency feeding program will be set up.
We have to put our money where our mouth is, now, so that we can put food into hungry mouths. It's as stark as that.
International Monetary Fund Chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who participated in the Sunday meeting of the World Bank's Development Committee, warned that the inflationary effect of higher food prices could push millions back into poverty.
All what has been done can be destroyed very rapidly by the crisis coming from the increase in food prices.
In Asia, rice prices have risen by more than 75% in less than 3 months, and some rice-exporting countries have placed restrictions on foreign sales. Policymakers who came to Washington for this previously scheduled meeting of the IMF and World Bank governing body were sobered by the sudden deterioration in the world economic outlook. Growth has slowed to its slowest pace in 5 years, while food and energy prices continue to rise. Lenders are less willing to take risks in the aftermath of the mortgage loan problem that surfaced in the United States 8 months ago. While some developing countries are cutting back, oil-exporting nations are reaping windfall profits from the quadrupling of oil prices in the past 5 years. World Bank President Zoellick wants some of that oil wealth to be invested in Africa.
The allocation of even 1% of the assets of sovereign wealth funds to equity investment in Africa could draw $30 billion to African development, growth, and opportunity.
The IMF and World Bank also call for more supervision of financial markets and a successful conclusion of the latest round of global talks aimed at removing barriers to trade. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.